Kasilov musher John Little says a training accident that killed some of his top dogs will not stop him from running the Yukon Quest. Little lost four dogs and had a fifth badly injured late last month when a team being run by a friend pulled onto the Sterling Highway and was struck by a car. Little says he's beginning to get over the accident and is not giving up on the Yukon Quest.
The first week after the accident, I was pretty down. Every run I've gone on since then has sort of helped, and I'm really not negative when it comes to the dogs, and I still have a really good dog team. It's just a lot thinner.
Little says the accident has trimmed his small kennel down to just 20 dogs, and that the ones he lost were leaders with race experience. It will be Little's second time running the Quest. He finished a strong fifth in his rookie run in 2005. He's also completed five Iditarods, notching fourth place in his best run in 2002. Little says he loves thousand-mile races and that he's still excited about the Quest despite the devastating accident.
It's going in the same direction as it did in 2005, and I'd like to do a better job. But I'm very enthusiastic about the Quest itself. It's a really wonderful race.
Little says he's talking to other mushers about borrowing or leasing a few dogs for the upcoming race season. He says he'll reassess his racing plan as the winter progresses, but the first event on his schedule is the Sheep Mountain 150 in mid-December.